Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. 11 states and the Justice Department are suing Google. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the search engine giant is accused of harming consumers by stifling competition.
Justice Department lawyers say Google has used billions of dollars in advertising revenue to lock in deals that secure its dominant position, like ensuring that Google is the default search engine on the Safari browser on iPhones. Justice officials say Google controls more than 80% of all online searches in the U.S. and has created barriers for anyone else to compete. DOJ's Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen.
If the government does not enforce the antitrust laws to enable competition, we could lose the next wave of innovation. If that happens, Americans may never get to see the next Google.
Google says the suit is deeply flawed, saying the only thing the action will accomplish is propping up lower quality search alternatives. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is imposing more restrictions for college campuses as the University of Washington struggles to contain a coronavirus outbreak in its fraternities and sororities. Inslee has signed a proclamation spelling out the new guidelines.
This proclamation will do the following. It will require masks at all times in living areas on campus, except when outside or in sleeping areas. Congregate sleeping porches will no longer be allowed, and no more than two residents are allowed to share the same sleeping area.
Inslee says that no more than five people at a time are allowed at group houses or common areas at colleges and universities. Schools must provide quarantine facilities for all students who've been exposed to the coronavirus but don't have a place to go. A new report from the CDC finds that the coronavirus pandemic has claimed more lives in the U.S. than reported. And Sam Whitehead from member station WABE reports that Black and Hispanic Americans are being hit the hardest.
CDC researchers counted the number of deaths for each week from January 26th to October 3rd and compared their counts to past years. They found some 299,000 excess deaths and attributed two-thirds to COVID-19. Hispanics saw the largest jump. Researchers say official counts of COVID-19 often underestimate deaths attributed to the virus.
Sam Whitehead reporting. Court-appointed lawyers say they are still trying to find the parents of 545 children taken from their families at the U.S. border with Mexico between 2017 and 2018. Advocates for the children say about two-thirds of those parents are believed to be back in their home countries. The groups are trying to track down the families and have not been able to reach them by phone, prompting time-consuming ground searches that have been disrupted by the pandemic. This is NPR News. A judge in Louisville has cleared the way for a grand juror to speak publicly about the Breonna Taylor case. The juror filed suit after the top prosecutor announced that no police officers would be charged with causing Taylor's death. Federal investigators say they do not know what caused a deadly boat fire off Santa Cruz, California last year, but blame the owners and the captain. The National Transportation Safety Board says the captain failed to post a night watchman aboard the vessel and cited the owners for lack of oversight. The NTSB also faulted the Coast Guard for inadequate regulations. The pre-dawn blaze swept through the boat, killing 33 passengers and crew members who had been trapped in their bunks below deck. Veteran rock musician Spencer Davis has died in Los Angeles at the age of 81. His band, the Spencer Davis Group, was known for such 1960s hits as Gimme Some Lovin'. More from NPR's Andrew Lembong.
The bass line is instantly recognizable. Then the organ comes in. And then Steve Winwood sings with Spencer Davis backing him up. 1966's Gimme Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group made it to the top 10 in the U.S., part of the British invasion. Davis was born in Swansea, Wales. While in college, he ran into Winwood and his older brother Muff playing some country blues songs and immediately recruited them for a band. The group took off, but dissolved just as quickly, with Davis moving to California in 1970 to pursue a solo career. And a revamped Spencer Davis Group toured as recently as 2017. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support